You are listening to Menstrual Health Made Easy, your pathway to period power. So moving into phase two, the luteal phase. Now, this is then week three or part three of the entire cycle. Now, back in at the end of week two, at the end of phase one, the follicular phase, the main event just happened. And we've just now tipped over into week three. The top egg was selected and pushed out center stage. And the space left behind is known as the corpus luteum. Now, this space then gets filled by what we could say is the record company, also known as progesterone. So, yes, progesterone finally makes an appearance in the second half of the cycle, but only if you have ovulated. Without ovulation, no ovarian progesterone is made because it only originates from the space called the corpus luteum that I just mentioned. So if there's no top egg, there's no need to make that song number one, and therefore there's no record company. Does that make sense? This may happen a couple of times a year naturally, and you wouldn't ordinarily notice because you may still bleed, but it will be a different kind of bleed. If a pregnancy or not is one of the objectives, let's say, we could add temperature measuring to your mapping toolkit at this point, because body temperature rises slightly at the point of ovulation. Now, as progesterone is the main act in hormone terms, there's a lot more to say about it, and I've included more information in the class notes. In week four, progesterone has been making quite a bit of noise for a few days to get that record to number one, and now starts to tail off. Estrogen then gets a slightly smaller second surge and also starts to tail off. This is the premenstrual phase. Premenstrual, does that sound familiar? So premenstrual syndrome, PMS. In the menstrual cycle, progesterone controls endometrial lining thickness. It's involved in pregnancies, skin elasticity, bone strength, respiration, nerve tissue, anti-inflammatory responses, the immune response, insulin signaling and brain function. So it's really quite an important hormone. And it also acts as a crucial metabolic intermediate in the production of other endogenous steroids, including the sex hormones and the corticosteroids. During the four-week cycle, you will have times when your mental resilience toolbox is full to the brim and others not so. Your strengths may occur when your estrogen is high and your vulnerabilities when your estrogen is low. And then as progesterone intertwines, that adds yet another dynamic. Two giveaways into how your hormone levels are intertwined are potentially your energy levels and your emotions. We could call them menstrual moments. Now, mindfulness and journaling are great tools to help spot these menstrual moments.